I have no real game plan for this week. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Shrek. I sometimes attack. I don't know what I'm talking about this week. I have no real game plan, so let's just get right into it. First and foremost, there's a newer show past month out on YouTube right now that you can check out. You know, I like to promote the shows that I like to, well, they're my friend's shows, and I do enjoy to watch them. So, new show, it's called Cosmic Alliance of the Fist. Adam, keep doing your thing. It's pretty fun. Listening to it so far, I'm still in the before figured out things stages, so I imagine it only gets better as we go. Go check it out. That's Cosmic Alliance of the Fist on YouTube. Now, back in the day, back in my previous seasons, whenever I had no plans, I'd probably take a week off and just kind of try to figure it out. But here, I kind of want to fill the void with a little bit of content, because whenever I take a week off, I tend to take 2 weeks off, I tend to take 3 weeks off, I tend to take 4 weeks off. If you said what in between every single one of those, like, you get the point of what I'm trying to do. Just kidding, that's just a stone cold thing. I believe for this, I'm just going to talk about the things I've been watching, the things I've been playing, the things I've been doing. I'll talk about the things I have ideas for, things that we have plans for. We'll just make it kind of a quick little thing, and we'll just kind of throw it on there. I looked at my board of ideas that I made a while ago. I mean, a while ago, like NCAA 25 is still there, and I've been playing NCAA 26 for about a month now. I do want to talk about NCAA 26, but I'm not in, like, I've only been a coordinator so far, so I'll be getting into my first head coaching season here pretty soon, where I will have to tweak some sliders, and then once I get into the head coaching games, where I'm playing both offense and defense, I will be able to talk about the game a little bit better. And then I'll be able to talk about why I did not get Madden for a second year in a row, even though this was the year that you should have probably got Madden, according to a lot of people online. It's going to be its own episode. Just Madden right now is not, especially with college football, the only reason we were getting Madden was to have a football game, but now we have a football game in college football that tends to be better. It was better back in the day. It's better now. I don't know what they're doing, because it's all EA. Their college football team and their Madden team need to get together and discuss some shit, because Madden is just fucking hot garbage somehow. I, on and off, like to play the show. I just kind of haven't got as deep into it this year as I normally would like to. I've just been kind of a lot busier than normal, I guess. And whenever I do have free time, I tend to just kind of relax. I've been kind of into TV shows and movies lately, which is abnormal for me. I'll go through a list of things real quick that I have recently watched. I finished Wednesday Season 2. I finished Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon, at least up to where it's at right now. It's an anime. I watched all 15 fucking episodes of the newest season last night. After binge-watching the previous episodes, because it's been so long that I have not watched it. It's one of those animes with a title that you're like, what the fuck are you doing watching this? But then you get into it and you see like the gods and different things, and it's just really cool. I feel like one of those things I can talk about eventually is like the list of animes that you could watch to get into anime, because one of the things you gotta get through in a lot of anime, and this does, it has anime tropes. Anime tropes are things that are kind of hard to stomach as a not anime fan, but once you get into anime, they're just like, eh, whatever. But once you get past the anime tropes and you see the story and the plot, it's just a lot of fun. And a lot of them are actually really good and have really ridiculous plots and great fights and stuff. I plan on watching Arcane here soon. I picked up Netflix for a couple months. I got my friend to add me to their Netflix plan, which ends up being cheaper than an actual Netflix plan by like fucking almost $15 or some shit, because Netflix is fucking stupid and you're not allowed to password share. I have no nice things to say about Netflix, but there are shows I'm gonna watch on it. the wrong Paris movie with Miranda Cosgrove I obviously want to watch, even though it's something that's not normally in my alley, but Miranda Cosgrove is in it, so, you know, I have to watch it. No, I have not heard from her yet. It's only a matter of time, I swear. I don't know what I mentioned, haven't mentioned yet, because I got on that password share little mini rant. So I want to watch Arcane. I want to watch You. Yeah, You listening. I want to watch You. No, the show called You, which is somehow makes it creepy to say that I want to watch You whenever it's a creepy show in general, but a good show. I have watched the first three seasons, but I feel like I'm going to have to rewatch it all just to kind of piece everything together. I'm not sure if there are other shows on there currently on my, like, plan to watch list. I want to watch Peacemaker, but that requires a whole another fucking subscription because you need 80 subscriptions to watch. You might as well get fucking cable for how many subscriptions you need to watch everything you want to watch. So I don't know if slash when I will catch Peacemaker. If somebody has a HBO Max, they want to let me borrow to watch that real quick, I'd appreciate it. I mean, you know, because we can password share or not. I'll let you borrow my Hulu or something. We can exchange. Speaking of Hulu, obviously I still need to talk about Shoresy Season 3, even though there's a Season 4 now. I've been really fucking slacking, and I still might do something with Letterkenny moving forward, because maybe just go back and break down certain seasons and whatnot. Hulu also has some really good animes that I probably should eventually check out. There are other animes I'm going to watch on High Dive and Crunchyroll, and just there are too many of those to list out. I do need to watch Oshinoko. There's a second season of that. I still haven't watched the first season. That's on High Dive. But Hulu has some good animes that I do need to check out. I do need to just kind of get to it. I mean, Summertime Rendering was on that, and it was an excellent, like, kind of murder mystery kind of anime that, I mean, it has its tropes, especially very early on, but it kind of just moves past the tropes really fast. Listen, I have a list of anime, which means I do need to come up with a top 5 episode, because I haven't done a top 5 episode in quite a while. Maybe that's something I'll prep for next week. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I do want to talk about Wednesday, but I need to go back and watch Season 1 and just kind of break down each season separately. I do feel Season 1 was better than Season 2, but, I mean, that's typically how shows fucking go for some reason. I'm just kind of all over the place, forgive me. Like I said, nothing planned for this week, and while I normally don't go off script, I don't normally just sit down in front of the mic and just start fucking talking. I do normally have a game plan. I don't really do much with it, but there's normally a game plan. The only time I really have notes is whenever I do my top fives, and I have to write them all down because I can't remember that much. I don't have that kind of memory, you know? Also, to give you an idea of what kind of fucking weekend I'm having, yesterday I got like 2 hours of sleep and I stayed awake for fucking, I don't know, ever. Then I fell asleep at like 8 p.m. and woke up at 6 a.m. whenever I'm supposed to be a night shift guy, so like I'm really just kind of fucking myself over here. And then at 6 a.m. whenever I woke up, instead of making breakfast like a normal fucking person, I made pasta. I don't know why I am the way that I am. Shifting back into games, I do want to play Persona 4. There's just kind of a loud sound outside. I'm sorry if you heard that, but I'm going to leave it in there so you can hear my distraction. Now there are dogs barking outside and just chaos fucking going wild out there. So anyway, I want to play Persona 4 and Persona 3. I have both of them on my PS5. I just need to get to them. What's hard right now is that, like, these games take a while to play, and whenever you get into them, you want to sit down and spend a lot of time with them, and I don't have a lot of time, and then you end up going, and all of a sudden it's a few weeks later, because you were fucking busy. Look at my calendar, I should have a few weekends in a row coming up. There is one long weekend I have coming up where maybe I can get into something and actually stick to it, but the Personas I want to play, I want to finish Hogwarts Legacy, which I took a week off for when it came out and never beat it because I'm one of those people that in games I want to do every little fucking thing you can, and there's so much fucking shit you can do in that game. I'm on the final chapter of Chasing Sunsets, which I should do today, but I'm not really in the mood to do it today. That's one of my adult fictional novels. It was a good one, kind of a weird fucking situation it throws you in, but the storyline was so fucking good, and I did cry at one point, so I mean, it's a top tier fucking adult fictional novel. That's pretty much how you judge those. Top did Did I feel emotions? Yes, top tier. Does it have a good enough story to keep me, you know, intrigued? Yes, mid tier. Is it just sex? Yes, bottom tier. Does it have horrific writing that I don't understand? Yes, trash tier. Give you an idea of how my tier brain works. I don't really do rankings and a lot of stuff, so it's weird that I do a top 5 episode, because I really do operate my brain into, like, tiers. I like tiers so much more than rankings, because it's really hard to kind of pick a 1 and 2 whenever you have a 1A and 1B. Now, let's discuss the movies that I watched this year. Last year, I think I watched a whopping, like, 2 movies. If you go back and listen to Overrated whenever we did our anticipated movies, you'll know that I did 0 of my anticipated movies. I'm not sure what all my anticipated movies were this previous year, but I do know I watched at least one of them. No, I watched 2 of them. I definitely watched 2 of them. I think I had 2 that I won't be watching, which is Minecraft and Smurfs. Sorry. And then I forget what my 5th one was, but I have seen Happy Gilmore 2. That's the original reason I went back and got onto Netflix, was to watch Happy Gilmore 2, and now that I'm here, I might as well watch everything on it that I want to watch while I have it before I get rid of it again, because fuck Netflix. I watched Superman, which was on my list. Whenever I was out watching Superman, I also watched Freakier Friday, which I didn't know was coming out, or that, I mean, maybe I did know that was coming out and that was my 5th movie. We're just gonna, for the sake of this fucking podcast right now, don't go back and fact check me. But for the sake of this one, I'm going to say Freakier Friday was my 5th movie, and I watched 3 out of 5 of them. That's what I'm rolling with. Don't fact check me. Don't fact check me. I don't have that kind of memory. Anyway, while I was there, I realized they were doing a Harry Potter type thing where they were doing like 1 movie a week, and then they did like 2 movies some weeks, and now they're back down to 1 movie. Anyway, this Tuesday, I'm going to be going to watch the 7th Harry Potter movie. That is The Deathly Hallows Part 1. I'm actually going to have a friend for the first time with me this time, so that's exciting. I've been going to the movies alone every weekend for the past, I don't know, like almost 2 months, to give you an idea of what I've been doing, but Harry Potter. I watched The Waterboy once. I almost watched Grown Ups today because it was on Netflix and I wanted to watch something like 8, but I realized I'm not going to spend a full hour and a half eating and I don't want to take that kind of time because it is a day of football. So that I need to prepare for, and I do need a nap at some point because I am being forced to work tents this week. I think I also watched Waterboy this year. I do believe that was this year, but my entire life just kind of rolls together into one small scene at this point. So, obviously, I've watched a lot more movies this year than I have in most years. I'm not really a movie person, but for some reason it's easier to digest than sitting down playing a long-ass video game, and that's the reason I'm not really into movies, is because video games are like movies that you control, and now that I don't have time to control a full-ass fucking 24 to 100-something hour video game, you know, I have to go back and watch an hour-and-a-half movie that I have no control in and struggle to pay attention to. There are some Sidney Sweeney movies I need to watch because, you know, Oberay and I have to do that one podcast that we've been talking about for, I don't know, ever. So we'll eventually get to that, I swear. It's just, we are 2 adults with 2 very busy lives, and it's just a rough time to keep up with everything that we need to do. Pause for a minute, go over to Overrated, tell him to put out a new podcast. Just go do that. He'll appreciate it. I promise you, he will appreciate it. Go tell him to release a new podcast. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, my favorite artist is coming out with a new album the day after my birthday, so I'll be listening to that, but I'll just do that at work because I have headphones in while I'm working. And that's, I don't know. If there's something, this is where you get involved. If there's something that you want to listen to me talk about, or just kind of play and give my opinion on, or watch and give my opinion on, because that's pretty much what I do, is just give my opinion online and out for the public, because why the fuck not? If there's something that you have an idea for that you want me to discuss, let me know, and I will consider it. I'm not promising there's a 100% chance that I will do it, but I am a man of the people, and I will probably give it heavy consideration. It all depends on if it fits my timeline, that I can fit it in. I mean, if you give me something, if you're like, I'll just use Persona, for example. If you're like, I want you to play Persona, and then give you a review on it, it might be a while because that is a 100 fucking hour game. So keep in mind, if it's something that I can do in a short period of time, that I might be able to do it by next week, I might do it, you know? However, if it's something that does require a lot of time and effort, you might not hear about it for a couple months and to a fucking year with the way I fucking operate these days. So, but I do want to give you some viewing power. Another thing I want to discuss real quick is that I realize since moving to a different distributing platform that I don't, like, I can still see Spotify comments and I can see YouTube comments. I do need to get my YouTube caught up to where I am now. I'm working on that, but I'm trying not to, like, spam just every fucking thing on there all at once. So I'll be able to see YouTube comments. I'll be able to see my Spotify comments. If you're listening on, like, Apple or something, I don't get notified for those and I don't, like, have an easy way to get to those comments. So I do apologize if you ever left a comment on something that's not Spotify and I missed it, because it's just not the way the fucking platforms to distribute podcasts are set up, and that's my bad. But you can follow me on social medias and leave comments there, where I will definitely see them. I do have a TikTok, an Instagram, and a Facebook page for Shrek Attack, at Shrek Attack, S-C-H-R-E-C, not an ogre. And I do have a personal social media. It's at The Real B Shrek, at The Real B S-C-H-R-E-C, once again, not an ogre, where if you search that and I don't come up, I don't have that kind of social media. So that's different ways that you can reach out and get hold of me, because, like I said, I want to say you should still leave a rating. You should still maybe leave a comment, but I'm probably not going to see the comment if it's not on Spotify or YouTube. And I'm sorry for that. It's just that, like I said, that's how things are set up. If I find out how to look at those things easily, I will do it. And I realize that I'm not the best at replying on all social medias either. However, I do read your comments. I do take them in. Like, I do. And I do, like, whenever I released that fucking short, mini, whatever you want to call it, about Miranda Cosgrove and people were commenting on it, I do appreciate stuff like that. I do. I really do. Everybody go at Miranda Cosgrove on my TikTok, because she's eventually got to see it, right? Anyway, that's all. If you made it through my fucking 17 minutes of rambling about fucking nothing, thank you. You're awesome. Just next week will be better planned. Maybe. I make no promises. Anyway, stay awesome and hit the fucking music.